All right, so this episode is going to be really fun. But first off, let me introduce myself. My name is Apostle Misha. I am the founder of Freedom Healing and Wholeness. It's a ministry in the church located in Memphis, Tennessee. So this topic is called The Power of Submission. So, you know, so many women struggle with submission, being submissive in relationships. Like, what does that really even look like? You know, and I had the beautiful, blessed opportunity to encounter an individual that helped me see it in a different light, experience it in a way where I haven't even, seen it, experienced it, lived it, walked in it, not even in my last marriage. So I thought it was going to be fun, but I want to take a look at the age-old topic and the most complex and definitively discussed among women. Believe it or not, many women struggle with submission. Now, this may be funny or may come as a surprise, but my question is, can women be struggling because they lack the understanding of what submission is? Could it be they struggle to know what it looks like, or are they lacking a model, a picture, or possibly a combination of them all? Like, I'm literally asking these questions because I want my viewers to email me at fhwministry901@gmail.com and let me know what you think. Okay. So throughout the centuries, a woman's submission to their male spouses have been defined through the context of gender roles or the roles they play in the home. Like, seriously, the roles we play in a role had a lot to do with how men and also how the world views women, how they view our femininity, how they view our strengths, our weaknesses. And what that looks like from woman to woman is different. However, submission has nothing to do with gender, but it is connected to emotional health and mental health and stability. Yeah. So yeah, I'm going to get right into this. According to Webster's Dictionary, submission is the act or fact of accepting or yielding to a superior force or to the will or authority of another person. However, in regards to a relationship between a man and a woman, does this definition paint an accurate picture? Well, for one, I believe there's layers to unpack within the context of submission. To submit in a deeper sense is yielding your trust, your heart, to another. I believe submission is tied to trust. Now, ladies, please hear me out, okay? Don't kill me. I'm a woman. I'm really speaking from, of course, a woman's perspective. However, a woman's view of submission can become filtered through a traumatized lens of fear. Let's look into that. Fear and faith can't coexist. We know that. Without one dominating the other. Think about it this way. Submission can't live in a breeding ground of selfishness and stubbornness. Uh-oh. I think I'm stepping on some toes. All right. So looking through the lens of fear, you'll only see everything love hates. Now, I really want you to digest that, ladies. And gentlemen, please digest it. So in a biblical sense, as we submit to the Lord, either male or female, it's a surrendering of self, of weakness, for what you can't do, to allow someone else to do. You know what? It's easier said than done. Now, I have a scripture to read. And before I go into that, I have to tell you, I'm one that is not aggressive, but assertive. And I will definitely assert myself. I like to steer the I don't know whether you want to say relationship or steer the direction of where I'm going. Like, you know, it's my car and I'm going to steer it where I want it to go, right? So I had to learn, and I told you in the beginning that I had met a wonderful individual that allowed me to see this a little bit differently. And that takes someone leading, and I'm talking about a man, someone leading in their, a man that leads from his masculinity to allow a woman to feel that trusted and comfortable. All right, so now I'm gonna go into the scripture. So like I said, it's easier said than done, right? It's what most women, even myself, have struggled with, is asking for help. That's what a lot of people, women, struggle with. Asking for help. So here's one scripture that depicts a level of surrender and submission, and it's found in 2 Corinthians 12:9, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation. So each time he said, "My grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ can work through me." That's interesting right there. So this scripture depicts a layer of submission that must be yielded in an effort to gain strength, to yield our weakness or weaknesses, our failures, our mess, in exchange to be empowered by the help of another person. Sounds easy enough. Well, when it comes to women yielding over our weaknesses to our spouses, the men that we're dating, does the picture remain the same? Or does God receive a certain level of surrender than our husbands receive? I believe our marriages and dating life should also reflect a dimension of both. To me, it should. So, as I've stated previously, as previously discussed, submission has more to do with a level of trust and a dimension of safety. Many women are secretly thinking about their partners. Can I trust you to lead? In a broader sense, what does that look like? Can I trust you to lead financially? Or will you shatter my ability to depend on you financially completely? Do I feel safe with you? Can I confidently confide in you to cover me when I'm a mess? Or will you share my secrets with your family, friends, or coworkers when you're in need of advice or counsel? So for women, submission to a man has nothing to do with his physical ability to lead. All right, for women, it has nothing to do with his physical ability to lead, but his capacity to provide security, safety, patience, emphasis on patience, and reassurance for her. Yeah. So submission also requires a level of transparency. For instance, consider the account in Mark 9:2-9. And this account describes the transfiguration of Jesus. I believe this scripture provides for us an accurate depiction of Jesus revealing himself intimately, transforming, becoming transparent to display his heavenly appearance. Remember in the scripture, he was completely translucent. Okay. What if we all within our marital or dating relationships revealed a layer of ourselves to our mates or potential partners? I mean, to be honest, and may some of you are thinking that could be scary. Now, I've always been a firm believer of how God uses us to display his glory. And I believe he uses us also to display a level of transparency, right? So revealing a layer of our mess, our meltdowns, our pains, or even our trauma can have its perks. Oh my gosh, Apostle Misha, what do you mean? How? Well, it can provide an opportunity for a woman to see how well her partner or her potential suitor will handle and cover her when she is a mess. If she's a mess at all, if she shows him that part of herself, if he can't provide comfort in your meltdown, what place can he serve in your future? please drop mic. Cue dropping mic. So revealing this to a potential mate can help them in the discovery process to learn if that mate even has the capacity to help you carry those burdens and or provide any support or coverage. Makes sense? So Jesus shown us that relationship and intimacy go hand in hand, and submission serves us within that realm. We can't hide parts of ourselves from people close to us because we're afraid of being hurt, of being abused or misused. All relationships come with a level of risk. The risk is the beauty of the blessing by accepting the burden. The world wants us to think that a man leading has to do with his finances and that he has to be making a certain amount of money, or that he must have six figures, three cars, or extremely wealthy. Well, it doesn't. A man leading a woman and her ability to submit to him has everything to do with how he covers her. How he covers her reassures her, how he comforts her. He must reassure her faith to trust in him. And I'm going to emphasize this, fellas. If I know you're listening, and I'm going to say that again. He must reassure her faith to trust in him. That means giving her clarity. Okay? To lean on his strength as he comforts and reinforces his position in her life. His wisdom should lead her safely to solid ground, not to where she's feeling unsteady. So there you have it. There you have it. Not exactly a soapbox, but I really want you to understand. And if you need to hear any parts of this, go back and listen to it again. Now, my next episode is going to be vital. We're going to be covering a lot of fun stuff, but thank you once again for tuning in to this episode of The Power of Submission. God bless you.